If someone had visited English cities like Manchester, Liverpool, London, and then gone to Tokyo, Osaka, Kyoto in Japan, they'd have been struck both by the similarities. These were huge cities and the biggest cities on earth, but also the difference. In London, Manchester, Liverpool, they were dirty, full of smoke, coal, filth, people crowded together. But people commented it was wonderful to go to Tokyo because you could see right across the city there was no smoke. It was all clean, the streets were clean. But they also noticed another difference, which is a key to why Japan probably wouldn't have, almost certainly wouldn't have had an industrial revolution. And that was that English cities were full of machines, cogs, wheels, things whirring around. Japan had done something very strange. It seems to have given up the wheel. Now, the wheel, we always know, is one of the great inventions of human beings and so useful in our lives and everywhere around us in various forms. We can hardly imagine a great civilization, a wealthy, intelligent, sophisticated civilization, actually giving up the wheel. Because in medieval Japan, there were quite a lot of wheels. There were carts, there were chariots, there were, of course, potter's wheels and many wheels. So they had the idea and the knowledge of wheels. But gradually, through the 17th, 18th, 19th centuries, they gave them up. They went back to carrying everything on their shoulders and to using animals without wheels. So the streets of Tokyo had no wheels in them, hardly a wheel. There might be one or two, but hardly any. So when the rickshaw, which was invented in Japan in the 1860s, was brought in, it was a new invention. The jin rickshaw was a Japanese invention which spread around the world. But it was the first use of wheels in Tokyo on a serious scale for the last 200 or 300 years. So it was a wheelless civilization. One of the great ways of improving human efficiency had been abandoned. Extraordinary.